From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama emerged from his meeting at the White House today with BP officials to announce that the oil giant is setting up a $20 billion fund to pay victims of the massive Gulf Coast oil spill. The president says the escrow fund will be administered by a third party and go a long way towards helping those in the Gulf.
This $20 billion will provide substantial assurance that the claims people and businesses have will be honored.
In addition, the president said BP has agreed to suspend dividend payments to stockholders for the rest of this year and set up a $100 million fund to compensate unemployed oil rig workers. BP Chairman Carl-Henrik Svanberg attended the White House meeting and said his company is sorry for what happened.
I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to the American people on behalf of all the employees in BP.
BP has been working to contain the spill, which has resulted in hundreds of thousands of barrels of oil spilling into the Gulf. The Army says it is charging another three soldiers with premeditated murder of civilians in Afghanistan. Two other soldiers from the same company were charged earlier this month. We get details from NPR's Martin Costi.
The soldiers have been charged with assault and murders in separate incidents that took place between January and May of this year. The Army says three Afghan civilians were killed, all in a region near Kandahar in southern Afghanistan. The five soldiers are from the Lewis McChord base near Tacoma, Washington, and spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Tamara Parker says if the charges lead to courts-martial, the trials will likely be held there.
Four of the five are here, and they're all in pretrial confinement. And the fifth soldier was in pretrial confinement in Kuwait. And now he's on his way here.
Parker says the Army isn't yet sharing details about the alleged murders, while investigations are still in progress. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Looking to build on the sanctions approved by the United Nations against Iran, the Obama administration is now saying it's imposing sanctions on dozens of Iranian firms and individuals with links to the country's disputed nuclear program. In announcing the measure at the White House today, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner said by imposing the sanctions, it's hoped to thwart those helping to further Iran's nuclear ambitions.
We are adding to our list of sanctioned entities a number of institutions and individuals who are helping Iran finance nuclear and missile programs and to evade international sanctions.
The list includes two top commanders of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, an Iranian bank, and five front companies for the Iranian state shipping line. The nation's manufacturing sector was a bit busier last month. The Federal Reserve says output at the nation's mines, factories, and utilities rose 1.2% in May. U.S. stocks ended little changed, however. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 4 points. The Nasdaq gained just a fraction today. You're listening to NPR. The nation's colleges are attracting record numbers of new students, and one reason appears to be more minority students are finishing high school and going on for their four-year degrees. A study released by the Pew Research Center finds freshman enrollment at U.S. colleges and universities surged by 6% in 2008 to a record 2.6 million, with much of the increase a result of higher minority enrollment. It's the biggest increase since 1968, which took place during the height of the Vietnam War when young men were seeking to avoid the draft. A Blue Ribbon panel has unveiled a comprehensive plan to resolve the lingering effects of Agent Orange used by American forces during the Vietnam War. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The U.S.-Vietnam Dialogue Group on Agent Orange Dioxin is calling for the cleanup of toxic chemicals, especially dioxin, which it says is still causing illness among people in Vietnam. The bilateral group of citizens, scientists, and policymakers is calling on their own governments as well as businesses and foundations to help clean up the so-called hot spots at former U.S. military installations where the chemicals were stored, handled, and spilled. U.S. forces sprayed millions of gallons of the toxic chemicals over a quarter of South Vietnam during the war, which has been linked to several kinds of cancers, nerve and heart disorders, and birth defects over the years. The group's plan calls for cleaning contaminated soils, repairing damaged ecosystems, and providing better services for people affected by the chemicals. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
The union representing striking pilots at Florida-based Spirit Airlines now says a tentative deal has been reached with the airline. According to a pilots union spokesman, final details are being hammered out, but it's expected flights could resume later this week. Pilots at the airline walked off the job last Saturday in a dispute over pay. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.